You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives, and we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. Amen.
He is the one that called us to it, so he's the one that's going to bring us through it. But if we quit, he already knows that we're not able to do it unless we do it in him. We have to be convinced that we've been called, then confident of the very thing that he who began the work. So work has to start somewhere, right? Why not start with you? Turn to your neighbor and say, work got to start somewhere. Why not with you? And see what the neighbor said. One neighbor said, amen. Oh, you talk to what? We got to find a neighbor for it. Girl, talk to the pocketbook. Is that what I told y'all to do? Is that your neighbor? Okay, so let's go back to he which begun a good work. Perfect and complete. Think about complete. Have things ever gotten challenging for you?
Yes.
Did you ever want to quit?
Yes.
If you quit, you can't complete. So if I quit it, then will I have to retake it?
Yes.
Is that God's best?
No.
Because he had planned you to be right here, and then he's going to complete this to get you right here, then to get you right here, and then to get you to the finish line. But every time you quit, he has to redesign. Because he said that he would perfect that which concerns you. It until the day of Jesus Christ. So for those who think you will finish and stop and won't have anything else to do next, he says, until the what? So we will continue to thrive, continue to prosper, continue to grow until Jesus comes. So that growth process never stops. So as soon as you finish one thing, he said, okay, I got something else. Think of it as building blocks. Everything God designs, he designed as building blocks. So I'm going to get this part first. Then once you get that block down, then I'm going to put another. But he's going to make sure the foundation is secure. Because he said he don't build on what, sandy ground? He makes sure whatever he sets in place, if he sets your foot in a particular place, you are there. Okay? You're not tossed to and from. So y'all read that one together. I'm going to be quiet and let y'all read that out loud. Let me hear you. So what good work is he trying to do on you and you're trying to run from? That came out. Go ahead, Nicole. Get it one more time. Let me get close to the mic. What was it, Nicole? Huh? I'm serious. I'm asking y'all. What good work is he trying to complete in you?
Be mature in all areas of my life.
Okay, mature in all areas of your life.
Yes.
So it took him 3 years to get you ready for art direction, yes. To be an art director.
Yes. Yes, sir.
But you were thinking he was overlooking you.
Yes, sir.
Follow me? So we think that we've been overlooked. We think we've been passed by. We think we've been forgotten. But he's ready for that position now. But he said, let's say he said.
He said.
Now, don't say it to the pocketbook. He said. That I'm ready for this. If God had given it to me earlier, I wouldn't have been able to take it. So I'm just talking to y'all, because we're talking about hope is a decision. You have to make a decision, because he got everything in there. You got to be convinced. You got to have confidence that he who begun a good work. So if until I take the step, the work hadn't begun. I ran for 25 years from ministry. I know y'all heard this 1,200 times. This 1,201. I ran from ministry for 25 years until I realized that he was the one that wanted to begin the work. And all I had to do was take the step. Amen? Amen? Take a look at this one. Ooh. For who knows? Y'all read that out loud. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. So if I don't talk to him, I won't know what plans he got for me. I think I know my plans. But he's the one. He says he knows the plan. So then I have to go to him. So, Father, what's the plans you have for me? Y'all want to get personal? So, Father, what's the mate you have for me? Father, what's the relationship you have for me? Because we got to be honest. We can pick some jacked up folk, right? Have we picked them jacked up folks before?
Yeah.
Yes, we have. Yeah. So, Father, what's your plan about this relationship? What's your plan for this business? What's your plans for this job? Because you have not only plans, but thoughts. So not only is he planning for me, but he's thinking about me. And as he thinks about me, what do he want to do, Corey? He want to bring me peace, well-being, not disaster, to give me a future and a hope. So every time he thinks about me and every time he plans for me, it's for my future. And my hope. So that's this whole thing about us. He didn't plan for us for a disaster. But when we don't get his plan, whose plan we get? Ours. Have we seen some special things in our plans? Can y'all want to share? Everybody want to share? Y'all want me to move on? Y'all want me to dim the lights. Because we have some messed up plans. And we can say the Lord told us. Have we ever said that? Be honest, y'all. Raise your hand if y'all ever said the Lord told us. None of y'all. So I'm the only one. I'm the only one. Y'all going to leave me out. Thank you, Wayne. All right, they're coming up slow. They're coming up real slow. All right, there you go. There you go. I know I wasn't the only one. But anyway, I'm going to leave y'all in a prayer of repentance. Go ahead.
A few months ago, I told a friend that I believe the Lord told me to shut down my business.
Okay.
So I was like trying to justify one, moving to Cuba and starting over. I don't know. But yeah, that was not God's plan. That was not God's plan.
God didn't tell you to go to Cuba.
No. Okay. No, he didn't.
Okay. All right. At least you asked him. Yeah. At least you asked. Anybody else have special plans about Cuba? All right. So I'm gonna talk to you. Y'all read this out loud. When we stop thinking, talking, and living in hope, we enter into. Say it one more time. When we stop thinking, talking, and living in hope, we enter into hopelessness. So how many places does hope have to be? Thinking, talking, and living. And I'm going to go over that probably on Sunday because God gave me some revelation. Curly and I was talking about where his word needs to be, in your mouth, in your heart, and in your being. So if you're missing in any three of those areas, Father, then there's going to be a deficit. So I'm going to click back to that. So where hope is, you should be thanking it. Well, this is going to get better. I'm going to use my faith as I walk in the light of this. When I'm talking to Nicole, I'm talking about Nicole about how it's going to get better. I'm telling her about how God said he has plans for me, and I can be confident in the plans. And now that I'm hoping and I'm talking, then I'm going to start living it. Nicole should be able to follow me. Yeah, he going towards his dreams. He going towards his goal. She shouldn't see me moonwalking going back that way, right? All of those three components need to be there, guys. People shouldn't be confused by what they see. I'm going to move on. So what we got in hopelessness, guys? Can you got the mic. Chris, you got the mic. Chris, you take the top part. And Ron, you take the bottom part of what hopelessness produces.
Stress, defeated, suicidal, emotional stress, disillusionment, fatigued, depressed teen, dejected, distressed, worried, troubled, grieving, restlessness, low mood, and headache.
Offended, bad mood, unsuccessful, troubles, outrage, negative, disappointment, desperate, teen depression, bad time, disorder, depressed.
So how long do you think you can stay over there without it impacting you? Because remember, every thought grabs the thought nearest it and continue to multiply it. And that does not go along with, I know the thoughts that I plan for you, thoughts of good and of to bring you to expected end. All right, so we were talking about cognitive distortions. Cognitive is just simply the way the mind processes your beliefs. You understand what I mean? So cognitive can be a good thing, but we're talking about distortion. So in order to get to hopelessness, you have to go to a certain place. And we saw those places, okay? So fortune telling, we should finish that up tonight. Then we're going to talk about all or nothing thinking. And so in order to be depressed or to enter into hopelessness, these are the three cognitive distortions that I have found consistent with the clients that I deal with. Can y'all read that third one? To find the positive. You ever hear somebody say that's a nice dress? And what do you say back when you jacked up? I mean, got special thinking. This old thing? Give it a mic.
I bought this at the flea market. I only paid a dollar for it.
And see, this is how you know it's God. Because they never said anything about nothing you work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, this is not somebody who says something to you about what you were, and then all of a sudden they said something and they've never complimented you before. And then you blasted away with disqualifying deposit. You follow me? Okay. So we're going to get to those. All right. So I got something for you. Y'all know I got something for you. So I want you to think of a situation that you need hope in. Okay? Everybody just write it down. I don't even have to pray about this one. Excuse me. I want you to think about a situation where you have a challenge in based off, you're pretty close to hopelessness in that area. Follow me? It's been going on for a while. Because I'm going to teach you how to talk your way out of it by self-talk. Y'all got it? So just think about a situation that has gone on for a while, and you're starting to get weary in that situation. Okay? So it looked like I need to ask the Holy Spirit. Nicole said, yeah, you need to ask the Holy Spirit. Okay, y'all ready? Y'all ready? Can I hear a groan, moan, or something? Okay, all right. Not the pocketbook. So repeat after me, Holy Spirit. I have entered into fortune-telling. And as a result of that, it's trying to take me into hopelessness. So would you mind showing me the area that you want to use to bring me free? And just slip up your hand when you see it. I see. Sound like an echo. I see. Good. I see. Okay, you can open your eyes. Okay, so remember I had shared earlier about when you have some thinking that's not kind of helping you out, to always talk with somebody else that might have a better viewpoint or perspective of the situation you're going through. So I'm going to give you a list of the things that you use in order to overcome fortune telling. So you can also, by all means, please hear what I'm saying. That includes the Holy Spirit, first of all. So if you know your thinking is a little twisted, then you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what's your perspective of this? Because remember, he's the teacher and the guide. So I'm not saying that you got to always come to me or you got to always go to somebody else, but I am saying that if you know your thinking is twisted and you're not willing to hear what the Holy Spirit says, then go to a person. Because some of us don't want to hear what the Holy Spirit said. Because he might want to bring healing to us too quick. Well, I just want to stay over here for a little while. You follow me? Did that work for the Israelites that wandered in the wilderness for how many years? 40. And how long was it supposed to take? 11 days. That show you right there that some people don't want to be free. All right, y'all ready for number one? Can I get a few examples of what he showed you that he wants, that tried to take you into hopelessness? Because that way I can hit certain areas. Trying to save money and have extra.
Just deal with my mom's progression, dementia.
Okay.
And her calling all the time.
Okay, all right. That's mom's area. Progression. Okay. Yes. Mom's health. Okay. All right. Y'all working Rosalyn so hard, she took a jacket off. I see you, Rosalyn. Rosalyn had to take a jacket off.
Oh, finances.
Finances. Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
GPA scores.
GPA score?
GPA.
GPA scores. Okay. All right. All right. So the first one, what is the possibility of this occurring? Because remember, you are projecting the future. What is the possibility? So Chris, what is the possibility of you not doing well? What is the possibility of that occurring? If you apply yourself, what is the possibility of that going wrong? Very low, okay? Did God say that it's appointed unto man once to die? Huh? Everybody? If I do what I've been taught as I go through the Dave Ramsey process, what's the possibility of me ending up in financial ruin? Lilo? Okay. What is the possibility? We had a situation with Wayne where his biggest fear was his dad passing or his parents passing. What is the possibility of that occurring? It's a good possibility. Guys, sometimes what we fail to realize is God always allows us to see for the future, but we have to see what he's showing us. You know, when my dad was sick, he had a heart attack, and then he had a heart attack once, and that was for the whole year. The second year, he had two heart attacks. Okay? So he's spending more time in the hospital. The third year, he has 3 heart attacks. So I can decide not to look at the fact my father is spending more time in the hospital. Okay? So would that be me trying to overlook something? Okay? Now, because my father's belief system was different than mine, I had just, in 1985, Carol and I joined Richmond Christian Center, and we learned about faith. But my father, I have on audio tape, because I wanted to know what he was thinking. And he said, well, Paul, if it hadn't been, I said, so why are you sick? I said, you know, you served God all your life. You've been in ministry all your life. Why would you be sick? Why would God let you be sick? He said, well, if it wasn't me, it'd be somebody else. You follow me? So I didn't know any better. I'm just new in this thing. But then when I find out different, I can't share that with him because I have. Well, Dad, what about healing? But that was his belief system. So the more time he spent in the hospital, am I supposed to believe for his healing or for his rest? Because I'm believing something that he doesn't believe in. He believes he's suffering for God. So God allowed me to see how progressively he did the dinner table. So the way we resigned, I don't know how about, how many of you guys had to be home at a certain time for dinner? Okay, what time were y'all? Huh? Light when light went out? I'm going to call it out. Street lights? 6 o'clock, okay. How many of y'all had 6 o'clock? Yeah, that's what hour was, 6 o'clock. Your butt better been in that seat. And you everybody had their own places. Yeah, you better sit in your place. So what Dad did was he sat at the head of the table. So then as he started to spend more and more time in the hospital, then what he would do is he would eat some at the table. And then he would get up and go to the bedroom. So what was God showing us? He was preparing us not to see Dad at the head of the table. You follow me? So then it was progression. So he ate less and less, wouldn't finish his meal, and then what he would do is he would always get up and go at the bedroom where you could see into the kitchen. You follow me? So over time, he got to a point where he couldn't sit at the table, so he would have a TV tray at the bed so he could still see into the kitchen. Then it got to the point where he laid down and all we could see was his feet. Now, if I didn't process that, so I grieved my father as the time went on instead of waiting for the time to happen. So this took about 3 years. So when he passed, I had grieved him prior to instead of right then. And I'm being honest with you, that's how I do people that leave the church. I can see when they leave. Can y'all see when they leave? Can you? Sometimes. You'll see their behavior shift. Oh, I'm on fire for the Lord. 5 ministries. I'm excited. And then it's like 2. And it's not because they're getting tired. And so their focus is a little different. They sit in the front. Then they start sitting in the back. They start coming. They beat me to the door. Then all of a sudden, they not even at the door. And then over time, you just see. You just see. So I don't grieve them when they leave. I grieve them as they leave. Guys, look at real time. I hadn't said that in a couple months. Look at real time. Live your life in real time. Real time and where Christ is present. Real time is where Christ is present because he lives in real time. He invented time, so he can do anything he wants to do with it. So when you see things, acknowledge what you see and just ask them. Guys, that conversation with him is an all-day thing. It's all the time, every day, 24 hours a day. I wake up, I see an image, I say, Holy Spirit, what does that mean? And he'll tell me. Don't deny what you see, because if you don't, you'll get more sensitive. You follow what I'm saying? Don't deny what you see, and then you'll get more sensitive. Every look, every expression, he gave me the ability to read body language. I studied a little bit, but he brought it to a whole new level. Real time means you see what you saw and you ask what you just saw. Holy Spirit, what was that? What was that expression? What was that attitude? What was that move? You give me a say something? Ask something? See more, or get more understanding. Teresa, I know you're a scribe, but what did I say? Anybody get it? What did I say?
You get more sensitive.
Oh, okay. Say it one more time.
You will get more sensitive.
Okay. But see, if you ignore what you saw, then you can't get sensitive, because you ignore it. Because to him that have, shall be given. And it's a good place to be in, guys. It's a real good place to be in. So what is the possibility of this occurring? Number two, could I survive? And when I was doing this one, I thought about Wayne. Wayne was sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that he couldn't survive the passing of his dad. No way he could survive that. But the Holy Spirit had another plan. Remember that time we stopped here and we dealt with that little boy on the inside? And guys, there is nothing wrong with crying. Crying is good. Jesus cried, hey, I'm right there. But he knew that that little boy had to grow up on the inside, because could I survive the worst if it happened? I never saw myself doing my funeral did I do? My mom? My mom's funeral. Me and mom were tight, bud. We were tight. Yeah. I was mom boy right there. Yeah. She made a pie just for the brother. Sorry about that, Madeline. Yeah. She made a pie for me. I did mom's funeral. Because I grieved as it went on. I didn't wait. I grieved as it went on. Guys, don't wait. Because, see, the more you deny, the more shocked you are when it happens. Because, see, in real time, you can see that relationship deteriorate. You can see that job coming to an end. You follow me? You smile about something. You give her a mic. The young lady smiling about something.
Just my mom.
Okay.
The relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me just give it to you. Sometimes you just grow out of a relationship. You're not her little girl anymore. You're not their little boy anymore. You're the man, or you're the woman. So stop trying to be who you no longer are. I mean, it's real, guys. We get into trouble when we stay where we're not supposed to be. I just wish my parents would hug me. Well, the hug time over. Aren't you man enough to hug them? Who cares if they push you out? You did the hug thing. Guys, I'm just telling y'all, I'm just going there with you. Y'all, can y'all go with me? Get what you want. I always wanted my dad to say I love you. Well, you tell him you love him. I wish my mom would have dinner with me. Well, bring dinner to her. You follow me? You are responsible for your needs. Now, when you're a little boy, you had to get what you could get. But you're a grown what? You're a grown who? Woman. Grown man. I wish we could spend more time together. Well, do it. I can only spend a little time with them before they talk negative. Little time. You'd be amazed at people. You would. It's like, okay, you got God, you got the Holy Spirit, you got Jesus, you have a need. He said, go get it. And you're waiting on them to do it. Okay? Y'all want me to move on? Y'all okay? Y'all got any questions? Because I'm flowing. This is what people don't want to ask. Because why don't we want to ask? Why don't we want to ask where God is? Michelle, you got it right here. Just give me a hand clap. Ross is right beside you.
Because he could be right there.
Ooh. And?
And if he's not far, then there's something that you got to deal with. You got to turn and look to him.
Okay.
If he's right there.
Okay.
But if you want to believe that he's far off in the clouds, then you can blame him for what's going on.
Ooh, how many of us blame God before? Go ahead, put your hand up. Raise him high like you just don't care. But people don't want to ask this. Where is God in this? Where is God in the finance? Where is God in the relationship? Where is God in the mom? He's sending you signals, favors. Step by step by step. You want your mom to get better, and your mom needs rest. Guys, the latest data about dementia and Alzheimer's is there is a swelling inflammation in the body based off eating habits. And that wherever the swelling of the joints are, there are joints inside the brain called blood cells. And the blood cells get swollen the same way they found out when I went to the doctor specialist to find out about migraines. I used to have migraines. I got to find out about migraines because I need a name. So when the doctor said migraines is simply the restricting of blood vessels in the head, so then I started laying hands on my head. First, I would bind the spirit of fear because if anybody ever had migraine, you know what's coming. You're going to throw up. You're going to be blind in one eye. Your arm's going to tingle. That's not a happy place to be. So I had to bind the spirit of fear first because I couldn't hear my own prayer because I'm thinking about what's going to happen next. And then I just put my hand on my head, and in the name of Jesus, I command the blood vessels to open wide within themselves so the blood will freely flow. The Holy Spirit had to correct me because I said the blood vessels will open wide. That means, what is it? Aneurysm. So he said, no, you might want to tweak that a little bit. I said, thank you, Jesus. So where is Jesus? Where is God in that? He told me to make that adjustment. So where is God in your situation? You can ask him, where are you, Lord? Anybody ever ask where he was? Well, we ain't want him to be there. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you like to suffer? All right, she working. Neighbor, do you like to suffer? I'll be your neighbor. So that's what we do when we decide that we don't want to know where he is. Ahead of time, he's ahead of time, before time, in the middle of time. Wouldn't you want to know where that person is? I'm riding down the road, just speeding. Say speed. And so, you know, it's like, I got my playlist. Sharon, I got my playlist on. And I'm just chilling, boy. I got my playlist. I'm jammed. It's raining outside. You know, I got a healer. Who is that by, Jay? Isabella or something? Dang, yes, sir. I got it. I'm playing. Then all of a sudden, where are you, Lord? I hear something. He said, look at the lights in the back. So he shows me in a moment of time, those are the lights of a state trooper. Now, I can't see the state trooper car, but I can see the lights. Do you know what this guy did? He cut his lights off because, see, if he has his lights on, your car, as he's driving, and I'm driving in front, then he can't see my iPhone. You follow me? So he cuts his lights off behind me so that he can see my lights in my app on my iPad. The Holy Spirit said, where is your God? He said, put your iPhone down. So when I put my iPhone down, what he does, he cuts his lights back on and he passes me. Because there's something about, I think it's 7 seconds. You have to have your iPhone on for at least 7 seconds before they can pull you over. But where is God? Now, what if I had said, forget you, Lord? I'm going to make sure I get that. I'm going to replay that song again. He just said, put your phone down. And the guy just passed me. And I said, that's a state trooper. I never noticed the lights on a state trooper car before. But where was God in this? Guys, we better take it. We better find out where he at. We better find out what he doing. Don't go before him. Stay with them, real time. Stay with them. Because sometimes we can jump ahead, but can't we? We ever jumped ahead before? What happened? Bad? I got Mike here. I went home as soon as I got home. I said, call it. Let me tell you. Because we be testifying all day long. Go ahead.
jumping ahead, I was about to spend money on something I didn't need to spend money on. So for Gleam, we needed, we were asked by University of Richmond to get workers' compensation insurance. Up to $2,000.
Okay.
Got a quote down to 717. Was excited about it. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, wait till tomorrow. Okay. Don't sign it today.
Come on now.
I said, what's going to happen tomorrow? But I didn't sign it.
Can y'all see her saying that?
I didn't sign it. I sent an email to University of Richmond. Hey, do you think we really need this insurance? Because my workers are not employees. They are 1099s. I know the law, but I thought that they were requiring something extra. She said, I went to the director, and he said, you don't need to pay any money for workers' compensation. So I just saved $2,000 by listening to the Holy Spirit.
So where we got? Right there. Right there. That's, I ain't see her saying that. What's going to happen to mine? So guys, ask yourself, where is God in your situation? Where is he? I'm not moving until I get an answer. Where is he? Anybody? Do you know where he is? I got one mic.
To me, he's inside of us in those situations. That's a great example that she just said. You know, she waited till tomorrow, but I think God told her to do that. As a result, she listened to what he said, and the result spoke for itself.
Yes, sir. All right, next one. And you don't have to, you can write all these down, but just pick one that you can always go to. Mine's always, so where are you in this, God? What does his word say about this situation? What does his word say about this situation? Because when we want to do what we want to do, we don't want to know what the word say about it. We don't want to know. Why don't we want to know?
Because then we know we're wrong.
Ooh, no, he didn't. Ooh. So what does his word say about this thing that I'm fortune telling? That it's not going to go well. I'm not going to get the job. Excuse me. We had a young lady. So today for Jobs for Life, we had Tyson's, the hiring manager, come in. And he came in, and he was talking to the people, and he hired two people on the spot. He would have hired the whole group. But somebody didn't understand why they couldn't bring their cell phone to the orientation. Now, mind you guys, get it straight. The interview process is you show up, no jewelry, no tennis shoes, because you're going to walk through a factory, so they want you to wear hard-toe shoes. No jewelry, no tennis shoes, no cell phone, an ID, and I think it's long-sleeve shirt and pants, no shorts. And the guy just kept talking about, I got to have a cell phone. Now you got the hiring manager right there. He don't have to go through nobody. He is the somebody. And he said, well, maybe this job is not for you. Didn't say drug tests. Just those five things. So what does God's word say about obedience? Oh, that's Sunday. Sunday, so we're going to deal with all or nothing on Sunday. Okay? So these are the three. Okay? All right, so any questions? All right. You know anybody that's dealing with depressed thoughts or depression? Make sure they come on Sunday. Yes, sir.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.